24. Chinese waterways. China has many natural barriers, including vast mountains, deserts, and oceans that separate its regions. These natural barriers make travel and communication difficult. But from earliest times, people have taken advantage of the rivers. Farmers who lived inland used the rivers as roads. They sent their crops on boats to ocean ports. The rivers also provided water for people, animals, and crops. The sandy soil along the banks of the rivers gave them good farmland. The Chang, or Yangtze, is China's longest river. It is the third longest river in the world. Many cities along the Chang River are important river ports. This river handles about 80% of China's inland water traffic. The Chang River is a main waterway connecting eastern and western China. The Huang, or Yellow, is China's second longest river. It is the fifth longest river in the world. Its brownish-yellow water gave it its name. Before 1949, the Huang River often flooded, causing damage. Now, after 40 years of building river controls, such as dikes, the Huang is more predictable. China's Grand Canal is the world's oldest and longest man-made waterway. It is more than 1,000 miles long. The canal was begun in the 6th century BC. It was completed in the 13th century AD. The Grand Canal links several rivers, including the Chang and the Huang. Before railroads were built, it served as the main travel route between northern and southern China. The canal, like China's rivers, is still in use today. China's waterways continue to carry goods and people. They help connect China's vast regions. In many ways, they are China's lifelines.